Hello again, everybody. How you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 78 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. I am in the swamps of Florida for something a little different. I'm on location, so hopefully an alligator won't sneak up behind me. There's actually an alligator right over there, but he won't. He's small. He won't. They mostly leave you alone unless you dangle meat in front of them, something like that. But so I want to talk about the philosophies of governing that I think, look, I mean, like I've said a million times, the role of government is to protect our rights and to protect our liberties, our rights, to manage a system that protects those rights and punishes people who violate our rights, and then to provide us with certain public goods and services, like, you know, police, and, well, police is part of that first part, but fire departments and roads and traffic signals and stuff like that, that we have decided are best provided by government. National defense is another one. So that kind of eliminates the free rider problem. But in my opinion, there are three governing philosophies that people go to Washington and embrace, or they embrace and that's why they go to Washington. The first one is what I just said. That's the correct one. But that is not the dominant one. The dominant two are, the first one would be the central planner. The person who says, I gotta be a congresswoman, congressman, or a senator, or whatever, or the mayor. I need to be the mayor because I can run things, because I know what's best for everybody. I'm so smart, I'm so wise. Everybody, I'm gonna make so many rules, everybody's gonna follow my rules. And if everybody just follows my rules, everything will be great. And it's this arrogant idea that you know best. You know best, and you can run everybody's lives, and it's real. It doesn't work. It's terrible. It's a terrible philosophy to have. It's immoral. It's arrogant. It's just incorrect, because nobody knows. And I've talked about this, the knowledge problem. Nobody knows how to run everybody's lives. Nobody knows how to run everything. You know, this is, it doesn't, it creates an inefficient society, and I think we've, you know, all of the problems that we're seeing right now in America, all of the problems, every single problem is because government has gotten too big and meddled with everything and screwed everything up. It tweaks this and meddles here and tinkers over there. And, you know, it pulls levers and pulls, you know, these wheels and pulleys and levers and strings and threads. And everything becomes so, everything gets screwed up, because when you tinker over here, you screw something up over here, and then you have to run over there and fix that, and then that screws up something way over there, and then that screws up something way over there, so you go fix that, and then, so everything, it basically leads to all the problems that we're having right now in America. We're in a sort of a late stage central planning, you know, we're collapsing, like the Soviet Union collapsed, because, and of course, the instinct of the central planner is to try to control things more. Oh, things are falling apart. We need to control things even more. And that just accelerates the collapse, you know, accelerates the disruption, the distortions. So that's the number one. I think that's the number one most common philosophy. The number two philosophy is the philosophy of plunder. The philosophy of plunder. That this is another philosophy that I think so many politicians go to Washington, and the idea is, I'm gonna go to Washington and I'm gonna get as much stuff as I can and bring it back to my constituents in my district. And you know, it's like the security guard at a mall, thinking that their job is to go to the mall and steal as much stuff as they possibly can from the mall and bring it back to their family. That's not the job of a congressman. That's not the job of a senator or a president or anybody else. It's not the job to go to Washington and steal as much money and as many goodies as you can from the rest of America, you know, to plunder the American taxpayer for the benefit of your tax of your constituents. That's not the job. And imagine if everybody, of course, we don't have to imagine, but imagine if everybody went to Washington with that idea, with that philosophy in mind. It's just a feeding frenzy for who can bring back the most stuff, who can get the most, you know, I'm going to get a new train station. I'm going to get a new, you know, road, some money for roads. I'm going to get money for more welfare programs. I'm going to get money for a new military base. And, you know, imagine if everybody had that idea. And of course, you don't have to imagine, because that's exactly what everybody has. That's the philosophy that most people go to Washington that's the guiding philosophy of most people in Washington. So that is pretty much my philosophy on the three main philosophies, the three main governing philosophies that people go to Washington to, that motivates people to go to Washington. They're either good guys, or they're plunderers, or they're central planners. So, all right, that's it. That's the episode, and that's episode 78. It's a quickie. And all right, I'm gonna check for alligators, and I will see you on the next one, unless I get eaten by an alligator. All right, bye-bye.